Everybody, do you think that you are struggling with the habit of procrastination? Habit of procrastination is killing your productivity. If that is the case, then you need to watch this video till the end because I am going to share with you a magical three-step formula to overcome procrastination, which has helped me immensely in overcoming my habit of procrastination. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I'm a holistic happiness coach, founder of Holistic Happiness Club, and author of the book called Usher. Without further delay, let's dive into the topic. Before we get into that three-step formula, or you apply anything suggested by any other coach in this world to overcome the habit of procrastination, I want to talk a little bit about mindset. You see, let's pay attention to these two sentences. In sentence number one, I'm saying to myself, I am a procrastinator. Sentence number two, I'm saying to myself, I have a habit of procrastination. You see the difference between these two sentences? That's the difference I'm talking about in the mindset. In sentence number one, where I'm saying to myself that I am a procrastinator, I am associating my identity as a procrastinator. And believe it or not, changing your identity is a very big task. In sentence number two, I'm saying to myself, I have a habit of procrastination. So like I have a habit of procrastination, I can break free from this habit. I can develop a new habit of getting things on time, getting things done, being more productive, right? Because there is a step-by-step formula, a step-by-step science behind developing a new habit. With a little bit push, little bit motivation, little bit of willpower, you can develop a new habit. So you need to have this mindset that you are not a procrastinator. You have a habit of procrastination. First, you need to change this mindset, and then we can work on this three-step formula which can break you free from this habit of procrastination. Alright, so let's talk about step number one. Step number one is setting goal in advance. Now you might say, isn't it obvious? Aren't we all having some goals in our mind? That's how we know that we are procrastinating on that goal. It's not that simple. So let me ask you a question. What is that number one thing, highest priority, that you want to accomplish by tomorrow end of the day? And you see, we do not have the answer to this particular question most of the time. This is the problem. We have certain wishes in our head that we want to accomplish this, we want to accomplish that, but we do not have a descriptive plan in hand, and we do not have a deadline attached to that plan. This is what I'm talking about. So you need to be descriptive about your goal, which you want to accomplish, and you need to have a deadline attached to that particular goal. You need to plan your day in advance that tomorrow I am going to achieve this much. Be descriptive when you are setting the goals. So let me give you an example. If I am saying to myself that I want to record a video about procrastination, versus if I say to myself, I want to record a video about procrastination in which I will talk about mindset of being and having a habit, plus I will talk about my three-step formula to overcome the procrastination, and I want to achieve this goal, I want to record this video by tomorrow 2 p.m. Now, which one do you think have a higher chance of being accomplished? I bet you will say number two, because number two is more descriptive. And it has an attached deadline to it. So when we have a descriptive, clearly defined goal in our mind starts working towards it. Our mind has this ability, when you give certain tasks to it, it starts working towards it. Have you noticed that when deadlines come closer, we automatically start working towards that task? Because our mind has this habit, until it sees that deadline, we do not start working towards it. We do not start finding ways to accomplish that task. So be descriptive about your goal and have a deadline attached to that particular goal. So that was step number one. I want to add one more point here, that do not set 10 different goals for a single frame of time. So by tomorrow, do not say that I want to accomplish this, that. No. What will happen? It will divide your energy in 10 different directions, and at the end of the day, you will accomplish nothing, right? So have one dedicated task in your mind If that task is too big, divide it into chunks and then focus only on one chunk at a time. So that was step number one, set goals in advance. Step number two is start writing your goals. That's right. So when you start writing your goals, your logical and creative mind come together, and that solidifies your intent to achieve that task. And when you approach that task with that solid and higher intent, you have higher chance, you are more likely to accomplish that task. In fact, studies have shown that people who write their own goals, they have 42% higher chances of achieving their task. That's right, 42%. That's why you should start writing your goals. There is something magical about writing, and you can only experience it. So start writing and experience that power once. And I'm very sure once you will experience that power, you will never go back. You will always write your goals. So that was step number two. Start writing your goals. And the last step, step number three, is reward your accomplishment. That's correct. You see, we humans do things primarily for two reasons. Either to gain some pleasure or to avoid some pain. And when you attach a reward with your accomplishment, you attach either one or maybe sometimes both the things with your task. So when you have these two anchors in your task, you are more likely to achieve them. Now you might ask what you can reward yourself with. So it can be anything. It depends actually on you. It differs from person to person. I can talk about myself, what has worked for me. For me, it is the daily simple things which I love doing. So let's say a hot cup of tea, or maybe watching my favorite series. So if I have to attach a reward with the task, so let's say, for example, for this video, I can say to myself that I will not have my cup of tea of the day until I finish recording this video. So now when I have attached this task, I am saying to myself, I am depriving myself of the pleasure of having that hot cup of tea until I am completing this particular task. So now I have to push through. To gain that pleasure, I have to push through and achieve this task. This increases your chances multifold to achieve that task. There is also a study which suggests that when you have your a reward attached to your goals, you are more likely to achieve it. I will link down all the studies in the show notes. Also, there is one more thing, that when you add some reward at the end of the accomplishment of the task, it creates a snowball effect. It pushes you to complete next task. When you're completing one and it is pushing you to the next, that creates a momentum, and slowly you will start achieving bigger tasks. And that's how you can build the habit, and that's how you can kill procrastination once and for all. So this was step number three, that start rewarding your accomplishment. All right, let's have a quick recap. First thing which you need to do in order to overcome the habit of procrastination, that you have to shift your mindset. You are not a procrastinator. You have a habit of procrastination that needs to change. And then there is a three-step process. Step number one is set goals in advance. Step number two is start writing your goals. And step number three, add a reward towards the completion of the goal. So that was my three-step formula to overcome procrastination habit. I want to know what you have learned from this video. Also, I want to know that what you are using in your life. What are the tips, tricks, and what other things that you are using in your life to overcome the habit of procrastination? I want to learn from you. So let me know all these things in the comment. Until the time we are seeing each other again, take care of yourself, take care of your family member, take care of the people around you. Bye-bye. God bless you. Peace.